This week's episode is sponsored by Helio Gas Detection. Hey everyone, this is Lighty for the Metal Cell. I'm joined by the lads in Jet Fuel Chemistry. How are you doing?
All good, all good. Psyched for the show.
Awesome. I'm so bummed I have to miss it.
Oh, as I said, we're going to break the path through this now, so you have to find a way. Yeah.
This is our last interview ever.
Just got to preface, it's probably not our last
one. For legal reasons, that's a joke.
We'll see how well today goes, yeah.
So to our listeners who maybe haven't heard of you guys before, do you want to introduce yourselves and your role in the band?
Yeah, so I'm Stephen. I play bass and do some backing vocals.
I'm Dan. I'm the vocalist.
I'm Emin. I beat the drums. That's kind of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So how did the band start?
Oh,
that's a question.
How did the band start? I met Lorcan through a Facebook, you know, one of those Facebook musician groups in 2017, 16? No, earlier. I think it's nearly 10 years that I know him. It was answering an ad for a vocalist to tour with a Foo Fighters cover band around Ireland, doing like gigs on the weekend stuff. So that was real weird. So he had the lineup pretty much sorted before I joined. He was just waiting on a vocalist and someone who could play guitar. So I was like, you know what? I was in college at the time in DCU, and I was like, you know, fuck it, I'm gonna, I don't know if I can say the F word, hopefully I can.
You have a grand, yeah.
Joined that, I think we were doing that for about a year and a half, and then eventually we just kind of wanted to, we started writing our own stuff kind of naturally and just like, you know, jamming out when we were in practices and stuff, and then from that we found Jet Fuel Chemistry, and we're the only two remaining founders, mm-hmm. but you know, We're not holding that against the other two. We absorbed the Facebook page and the likes of Erlandria, which was the name of the Foo Fighters thing, and we were just immediately a band that had 700 followers on Facebook. So we were pretty much established from the first minute, yeah.
Label plan.
And that's pretty much how it started. We started as a hard rock band. We were doing kind of, yeah, hard rock with kind of heavier breakdowns and stuff. And then... I wrote those tunes. I wrote some of them. I didn't write any.
Times have changed. That's it. No.
I wrote Phantom, and after that, that was my like, this is my gift to the band, yeah. And now I'm never writing anything ever again. That's pretty much how it started.
And what was your favorite song to play as a Foo Fighters cover band, or did you make it to that?
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, we gigged like a bunch. Favorite song, probably like Learn to Fly. Or maybe no, White Limo. White Limo is the most fun one for sure. I think, yeah, that one definitely, that was a blast.
Good choice. So you guys just released your new EP, Burnout Bible. It's excellent, by the way.
Thank you.
How was the recording process for it?
So I was quite late coming into the recording process. They pretty much had the EP finished when I joined. I just did some backing vocals. So. So I am probably the wrong person to ask right now.
Our recording process is pretty DIY. We've always kind of been a DIY band. This is the first time.
The drums are the only thing that were recorded professionally, really.
I think my vocal recording techniques are professional.
Yeah, oh no, I didn't mean it like that.
Well, he sounded like me like that. He's out of here, get out of
here. I know, but like the drums are the only thing we paid to record.
Yeah.
Everything else we didn't pay for.
Yeah, so it can be kind of a blessing and a curse to be able to sit on these songs for a long time, because you know if you go into the studio you're kind of pressured to like get them in, like get them finished, they have to be done, written, you can't like change them, then you know you've paid like
these money. Songs have been changed so much.
I think these songs have had like 5 different versions over the years, yeah. Like, and like we've sat, some of them are brand new and we kind of wrote them on the fly together, but like yeah, some of them have been, I've got demos of them from like 2 years back that are just completely different in some cases, obviously not all. But it's a really fun recording process. But yeah, there are, you know, benefits and downfalls to being your own man when it comes to recording. We didn't mix and master this one. That was JSR Audio. Shout out to him. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Did a really, really good job. And yeah, he scaled them quite well for Spotify and stuff, whereas our old stuff, I mean, it's okay. It doesn't sound it's a lot quieter, I think, but yeah, so definitely mixing and mastering, we got to give a shout out to him for. But yeah, the rest of it, it's yeah, we kind of do it all.
Just when you're talking about like the different versions of the songs, I remember I used to, every time I'd come, because we used to do it on like a Wednesday night or something, every time we'd show up, Larkin would be like, Dan, Dan, I want you to change this, but I want you to redo this. And like
you come out this Wednesday, and I was like, no, like, there's no point in me being there. If you've been out there for 5 weeks in a row, I'll come to you on the sixth week when you actually know what you're fucking talking about. So,
so the songs are done, I'll track drums on them. Fair enough, you're saving yourself a lot of time. Yeah, I must have spent hundreds of hours. It must have been cracking about 200 hours of vocals. Mm.
I was in the band for about 5 months before we even met.
I was like, do we have a bassist? And Lauren was like, oh yeah, this guy's Steve. And I was like, when did this happen? He was like, months ago, man.
Way behind.
Yeah, I don't really dip into the politics of the band. I kind of just sit back.
Because they're non-existent.
Yeah, I just sit back and play the drums, that's all.
That's all we need you for,
buddy. Yeah, yeah.
The most important member.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely the most talented member.
No, no, stop that now. Get over here with that guy.
Just have to keep you sweet, you know?
Ain't no way.
So, in July of 2020, the UK outlet, you know, Rock Sound, gave you a big shout out. You know, premiered the song Sleep. Looking back at that moment, you know, how did you feel?
Yeah, it was cool to have Rock Sound kind of touch base with us. At that time, it was kind of mad because like, we were in Metal Hammer pretty soon after that. There was a few things that were kind of approaching and coming up. And yeah, it was obviously we encourage these outlets to, yeah, please put us on your magazines and your websites.
I just think you're like, no.
Yeah. I didn't know much about them before, to be honest. Larkin said he would read it, you know, quite a bit. But Metal Hammer, when that came around, that was... yeah, it feels good. I mean, it feels like the work you're putting in is... for something, and I feel like as a local band, I don't know if you lads have felt like this with your previous projects, but it can feel like you hit a brick wall a few times a year, you know.
Oh god, yeah.
And it's hard, you know, to keep motivation up sometimes, but it's things like that, you know, someone giving you a shout out, something you can share and like show your parents, hey, this dude actually like gives a hell about me making music.
Yeah, but what always happens is you get like a major thing and say, I'm going to tell everyone on social media, it's like 5 likes.
Yeah.
What's the point?
This is the peak of my life. Nobody cares.
But no, yeah, really cool. Yeah.
I mean, the quote is still up on your Facebook, so it must have impacted you pretty well.
Oh yeah,
talk to Lorca.
Yeah, yeah. No, it did. We think they're.
What did they say?
Rain true. I can't remember.
It was along the lines of "It's good." So.
Okay. Yeah, hell yeah. I mess with Rock Sound. Hell yeah. Thanks, Rock Sound. We are good. I think.
No one stocks them over here anymore. Like Easton's used to be the last place, and. And they just dropped it.
Nah, I remember buying Metal Hammer when I was like 10.
Yeah, I know.
And then, you know, that was it.
Yeah. You know? One and done.
Oh my god, never did I buy a Grind magazine and there wasn't a scissors taken to it.
Grind, you know, I wish like...
Put onto my wall instantly.
I wish the likes of Scuzz and like the Krang stations were still around. I think they're... I wish they were... I didn't hate Krang. Is Krang still going?
Krang's the last one going, but Sky's on the plug on it.
Yeah. Pour one out for a real one.
You missed the days.
I know. That was like my dream when we started the band. I was like... 18, fresh 18. I was like, oh, I'll be so sick if we go on, you know.
Yeah.
On the TV.
Yeah. You're on YouTube now.
Yeah. We're on YouTube.
So is everyone else.
Don't take this away from us.
Yeah, let's have this. What do you mean the negative Nancy for?
Yeah. I'm the devil on the shoulder in this band. You all
the
know
devil.
That.
He's here to ground us.
Yeah. Here to make sure you don't get too ahead of yourself.
So you can all give an answer for this one. If you could collaborate with any musician dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, y'all know my answer.
Go on.
I would just collaborate with like Knockloose for sure.
Yeah.
100%. They're my favourite band. But, you know, this band writes to happy music. Too happy for a collaboration with Knockloose.
Do not write happy music. Oh, well, man. If that's your scale on listening to happy music,
yeah,
that's way off.
I don't know.
Not one of our songs is happy.
In terms of our music... artists we could collab with, I think it'd be sick to collab with like maybe probably a female singer.
Yeah, that'd be sad.
I don't know who would suit it though. I'm trying to think.
Courtney LaPlante.
Courtney LaPlante.
Yeah. Oh, did I not think of that? That
she'd be great on the track.
Or your one Tatiana from Ginger.
She'd be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be amazing. Just get her in for the screams. She's better screams than I do. Oh, she's crazy. God, yeah. Absolutely
yeah.
crazy.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree.
That would be sick.
So talented.
Go on, you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's throwing me for a loop now. We listen to the same kind of music a lot of the time. So I don't know. I think it wouldn't work with the band, but I'd love to do something with Kublai Khan.
That would be
It wouldn't work.
You
need
to start our own band.
Yeah, I think so.
You know what I mean? Or not Kublai Khan. We'd start our own band and just like, you know, have a hardcore.
Jeff Hill 2 Biology.
I'm telling you, Taylor Swift's Air Miles. That'd be a great name for
it. Taylor Swift. No, that's the correct answer. Taylor Swift. Please, Taylor Swift fans, listen to our music. Taylor Swift.
We would blow up if that happened.
Yeah, I'm going with Taylor Swift. Yeah,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
that's absolutely. I'll say Avril Lavigne if we're going down that road. Man, for me, it's just a little emo kid, and me is just saying, "Bring Me the Horizon."
Yeah.
So like, either them or Architects.
I want Hayley Williams to sing one of our songs.
Oh yeah.
These are all great answers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're actually doing a little cover tonight. Maybe a sneaky peeky little Paramore song. So Hayley Williams, if you're listening, you know,
yeah,
get on the track, hop on the track.
Please upload it to YouTube. I can't see it any other way.
Yeah. That's what we should be filming tonight.
Yeah, a shout out for Hayley Williams. Hey Hayley, we're covering your song right now. Can you
please?
It is
2 steps down from the original.
Yeah. But hey, I'm not as good a singer as her. No one is. She's something else. She's crazy. She's got a set of lungs on her.
What Paramore song are you doing?
Can we spoil it?
Yeah, listen to it. Yeah.
It's going to come out after.
Yeah, fair. Ignorance.
You sure you don't want to stay for the show?
Yeah. Might have to call my mom.
A whole fridge of Coca-Cola. That'll sustain us all.
Yeah.
You know? That's a couple of hours in there. And a trip to A&E.
I'm gonna have a fucking sugar crash before we play.
Big time.
Yeah. Still got cans of Monster to go through.
I've got like 2 behind stage. Gotta have them, you know. Gone are the days of drinking beer. Beer on stage.
You're like speakers.
Yeah. Rock and roll days are gone.
We're
drinking artificial sweeteners now.
Whatever floats your boat.
yeah, fair.
So my favourite song off the EP is I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Novichok.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
That's like the only
the best song
I like.
It's the best song. I think this is the thing with this band. Every single like album, EP, like musical release is different from like each other, but there'll always be a song on the album that is the direction of the next one, and I feel like the next one's going to be a lot heavier.
It better be.
I feel like it like, is, because you're going to like leave.
Novichok is like the best song in the entire set. It's my
favorite. Novichok is where it's at. It's sick. Is there a story behind it?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Not even a little.
It's like that song was written because Larkin found it funny of my music taste, and he was like, "Fuck you, I'm going to write something." Then
and then it
was a joke, and then it ended up being my favorite song, and not all of you, but
it is my favorite.
Yeah, man.
Best one to play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
It's best one to listen to as well.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There's like 3 seconds of singing in it, that's all you need.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's all you need.
I like that little.
Yeah. And the music video is pretty funny as well.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the concept for it?
The video?
Yeah.
we just.
Because I saw elf bars in the thumbnail.
Collected them.
They were all just him. Like, he was smoking them, so I don't know how many there was.
It was between him and his girlfriend and her housemate.
Yeah.
They, like,
he got it
kept
from like
all
a
their
house.
Old ones.
But yeah, I'd say a good share of them were his, a good share of them were belonging to the house, but I can't even remember how many he said there were. There was 2 like big Tesco bags for them. The premise for the video shoot in general was we were just going to go to Steve's house and
make it as scaldy as possible,
just wreck it and have a bit of crack. I think we haven't really ever done a video like that, and I mean, we're a DIY band, we've never done like
that. Video is miles better than Thumbscrew in my opinion.
You think?
Yeah.
See, Thumbscrew has like the production value, but that one was like
the video for Thumbscrew has been done a million times by every other band.
But you have to do it.
You don't have to.
You have to do it.
You don't have to.
Everyone needs a warehouse video.
We need a warehouse video.
Well,
we got like 4
now.
Yeah.
Never have to do it again. More Novichok, please.
It feels so weird, like when you're thinking about videos now, because there's not really many bands still doing really interesting. Mastodon, like I think they're with their new like newest album, like 2021, they did like some cool videos for it, and they've always had like whopper videos. Knock Loose are doing some really artistic stuff video. Now as well.
It's like an A24 movie.
But I feel like music videos are just, they're dwindling. I don't see half as many good ones as I used to.
What's your least favorite song on the EP?
I can't comment on that.
Once you turn off the recording, I'll get the answer.
Lips are sealed.
There's a song on there that you skip, we know.
The songs with their eyes skip.
Whatever your least favourite is my least favourite.
Okay. You can though, you don't have a real answer because you don't like music with words in it. So.
Yeah, I like primal music. Yeah. I don't like this fucking soft ass shit.
Oh, interviews band who don't like their music.
Yeah. Lark is gonna kill me when he hears this. He's gonna kill me.
I won't send him the link.
It's okay.
No, please do.
Please, yeah, he wants to hear it.
I'm gonna attempt to film his reaction.
Jeff Dew Chemistry, you know, is a pretty unique name. That's actually what caught my attention when I saw the flyer for the announcement of the show. Is there a story behind how this name came to be, or just?
I think it was out of a name generator. I think I'm not sure how Lorcan came up
10 years ago, to be fair. How would you remember?
Yeah. No idea. Absolutely no idea. He was studying chemistry at the time, if that makes any difference.
Yeah, he's a jet fuel chemist.
Yeah. And everyone is so confused about that because they think it's the band Instagram. Yeah. But it's like, it's him. Yeah. I think he pops up first as well. Some people are like tagging the band.
He put the poster as his fucking profile picture as well. I was like,
so confusing. Yeah. It's like, is it this man?
Yeah.
Is this the band?
How did you do the cover for the poster actually, with the cigarette packet? Like, did you just buy it?
Dylan Scully?
Yeah, it was just my housemate.
Yeah.
And Fred.
Absolute legend.
And Fred.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
We don't talk. No. Yeah, he's my housemate and like one of my best mates. But I think Lorcan just kind of came to him with the idea for it. And as far as I know, it was just like a Photoshop job. But yeah, it turned out really, really
well.
He
did well, a killer job. Yeah. Killer job. He also.
Get Dylan.
Yeah, he did our merch as well, which came out amazing.
He takes the best pictures out of anybody in Dublin.
He does. Yeah. So if you need photos, merch, get on to him.
Yeah. Dylpool__
Yeah. Legend.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nice one. Do you have any album releases you're looking forward to in 2024, or any that you've heard so far that you're digging?
Not least recently.
Probably looking at the same one, yeah.
3 days from now, maybe. Can't wait to hear it.
That Bring Me album when it eventually comes out as well. Yeah. I'd love to give that a spin.
Been delayed like 3 times
now,
hasn't it?
Band member issue, that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, no, the keyboard. Yeah. Keyboards. Got Jordan Fish?
Yeah.
He left, yeah.
Straight from the path of tracking this year, but probably won't be out.
Yeah, they take a while, don't they?
Because when it was announced the second time it was delayed, they said they were never going to release it, and now it's being made for release again.
It doesn't exist. It probably is just because Jordan wrote it, or I don't know who actually writes in the band.
It used to be Jordan and Ollie, so now I guess it's going to be Ollie unless he gets Lee on side or something.
Yeah, maybe that's what it's like. But eventually when that comes out, you know.
Lee used to help a lot with the earlier albums, as far as I know, so he might just kind of step up again. So
Bring Me are one of the few bands I prefer, like, as a pop band rather than a metal band.
Really? Didn't like their old stuff? I think Sempaternal's as far as
Sempaternal is sick.
Yeah, I think that's as far as I go. I don't really go further than that, really.
Yeah, I know, because it's just like,
yeah, I'm not a mad fan. I was never into the never really got stuff. It. Not really. I'm listening to a lot more deathcore now, actually.
Yeah, but like good deathcore.
It's good deathcore. Yeah. You know, Distant.
Yeah, I can see where the.
I'm wearing. Yeah. They're good. I like them.
I don't know. Fucking deathcore is
weird though.
What, like this?
Weird band.
Weird band.
Yeah.
How do you mean?
They do like obviously the merch mashups and stuff. They sent me. I bought like a jumper and this jersey and they sent me a condom with it.
A Distant condom.
Yeah. Like a label, like a branded one. And it has like an Ahegao girl on the front of it.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well.
Is that an anime thing?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Well, as far as I know, not very learned in it myself, but you know. Odd choice of the merch, but I mean.
If it works.
I'm learning. Yeah.
We're talking about it right now.
Yeah.
It's free publicity, guys.
Hey, it works. Yeah.
What was the question again?
I can't even remember that. After that.
Any album releases you're looking forward to in 2024?
Yeah.
Knocks Loose.
Yeah.
Bring Me the Horizon.
I was going to say Bring Me the Horizon. I don't even know any other albums that are coming out this year.
You don't know any other bands.
I just can't think of any. Yeah, I don't know. I'll just go with Bring Me.
Good choice, good choice. And we have our last question. Do you have any advice for anyone wanting to start a band in 2024?
Don't.
Don't let the pessimists.
I have no money.
Yeah, like, it might make you a little bit... Don't give up. Don't give up. Yeah. Keep doing it. Music is...
It may take a couple of years.
It's going to take a lot of years. It's going to take a lot of years, but there's no successful band who... I don't know with TikTok now, the way that things are working. There's no band who hasn't pulled.
I don't know, TikTok's pretty dead now that Universal has pulled out.
All the music, yeah. I mean, yeah, but as a way to get popular, I don't know. I think the environments are changing a lot, you know, over the last few years, but my advice would mainly be just... If you love it, then do it, you know?
Don't forget about social media.
If you go into it for any other reason than, like, you love making music, then you'll probably get fed up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Especially with the scene here, but we have a great scene. It's booming at the moment.
Great music scene. Music scene or metal scene?
Yeah, music scene. Okay, maybe, yeah. It's not really a lot of, like, metal bands.
No, it's not.
Anymore. Dublin's always... because my friends are involved with the hardcore scene. It's always more of a hardcore city.
It seems like it's becoming that way.
Yeah.
With, like, the DAC, yeah, that stuff coming up. Which, again, if you're in it for the right reasons and you like making music, you'll get something out of it. But
if you're Irish, the music scene is booming, to be fair, as you said. Mm. Like, in Dublin, there's so many good bands.
Yeah.
It's crazy, really.
It's kind of Dublin... Cork.
Cork's got the best metal scene around.
Yeah, Cork is fast. Cork is unreal. We only went
Wexford, strangely.
Never been to Wexford.
No, haven't been to a show in Wexford, but
they've got the Enniscorthy Arts Centre there, and they're putting on a lot of gigs.
Class.
And so they're really helping.
Well, excited to see what comes out of Wexford soon then. Do you have any real advice?
Yeah. Oh, dude. You're starting a band. Don't get too comfortable with the first members that are in your band. I would say
to be fair though, like,
given my experience,
that's good advice,
in every single band I've been in, the original members are never what ended up, so don't get too attached to people if they're not doing what they should be doing.
Yeah.
You know, so get rid of the wasters.
Yeah, pretty much anyone that's just not really pulling their weight kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Everyone's got to be wanting the exact same thing.
You have to be on the same page.
Yeah. Now, I want something different from all the lads in this band, but, you know, I still make it work.
Yeah, but you want the life. You know?
I want music.
You want a tour, you want to, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we all want.
For the record, I love all these people. Don't worry.
Gun to head.
I'm sorry. Guys, I have no choice what to say.
Lorcan's holding up cue cards behind the door. Right?
I'm just waiting for the applause.
Yeah.
Good.
Fair.
Yeah. Do we all give advice?
All I was going to say is, like, it can be really punishing sometimes. Like, because I remember when my old band started playing, like, I don't know how many gigs we just did to the sound guy, and you just kind of have to power through them. And then, like you were saying, just, like, don't give up. Like, you just kind of have to power through it and stick with it. But, like, I don't know. It's different for everyone, but for me, like, playing live is just, like, the best feeling ever. So just
agree more.
Yeah. Well, it's I don't know. I haven't found that I can match the amount of dopamine that I can.
I hear from a lot of bands, like, even all the stuff that happens behind the scenes, that, like, hour and 30 or 45 minutes that they're on stage, it's all worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. And it flies as
I'll be thinking that until the set's over and I have to pack up all the drums.
Yeah.
Then I'm
going
to be in a really bad mood.
Well, that won't be forever unless we go, you know, the Kublai route and make you do it all the time.
Yeah.
Not make you, but.
Yeah. They do it all. Yeah, but you see, they're making more of a cash moolah.
That's true.
Because they don't have to hire anyone to do their shit.
That's true.
If I knew I was making money off this gig, I wouldn't give a fuck.
We are making money off this gig. That's what it's for, like. I mean, it'll probably go, like, into recording or something.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Into the band fund. Nice.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Into the, like, magical wisp of.
I won't get any fucking money for a taxi. That's for sure.
Stop sending that money.
Awesome. Guys, thank you so much for sitting down with me.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
So much for having us.
Thank you so much.
No problem. And Burn Bible is out now.
It is indeed. It is. Go streaming. Give it a spin.
Yeah.
damn yourself.